In the latest group of laureates going into the Junior Achievement Dallas Business Hall of Fame is a man whose name you probably know, but I bet you don't know a lot about him, Edwin L. Cox. Mr. Cox is well into his 90s and doesn't get around as much anymore as he used to, but a good friend of his who shares a lot of the same traits is our guest today. Bobby Lyle is an oil and gas man. He also has a school at SMU that's named after him, and he's a longtime friend of Mr. Cox. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. It's good to be here.
So tell me about Ed Cox. Everybody knows he was an oil man, but tell me about his investments.
Well, let me say that Ed, number one, is one of the finest people that I have ever known. He was a mentor for me. He was a friend. He was an admired businessman, not only in oil and gas, but in other areas as well, in manufacturing. Notably, public information is Ed was once the chairman of Keebler Cookies. And so his investment interests were wide. They were varied. He was kind of a mainstay in corporate Dallas. He was on the board of First National Bank and InterFirst Bank. He was head of the Citizens Council. He was chair of SMU. He was civically as well as in the business community, was a true leader and someone I greatly admire.
I was surprised in looking. He is not a graduate of SMU, if I remember. He was at SMU for a while and then went on, and was he a Harvard graduate?
He graduated from Harvard, but he was a student at SMU, played in the band. He was very proud of that. Played in the band. He was very proud of that. But Ed was incredibly smart, is incredibly smart, not just was, and was a great student each place he touched down, including SMU and Harvard.
So tell me about because you were here, you were involved with the oil and gas business here then. Outside, people always think of Houston as the oil and gas center, of the state of Texas. What sort of operations were here? What was Ed Cox investing in?
Well, Ed's holdings in oil and gas were throughout the country. It wasn't just in Texas, but he had an extensive exploration company. Yeah. They were doing wildcat exploration as well as development work in the fields where they had been successful. But they were all over the country. Where Ed believed in the philosophy that where you find oil is where oil is located. So, and it's not all in the state of Texas. A lot of it, but not all of it.
So it's been, what, about 40 years ago that the business school at SMU was named after Edwin L. Cox, right?
That's correct. Actually, when I was working with Ed in the business school, it was not the Edwin L. Cox School. It was after that. But it's been 40 years ago. And there's no question that from 1968 forward, the development of the School of Business at SMU has been greatly, greatly influenced and benefited from Ed's involvement.
And your engineering school and his business school, we'll put it on those terms, seemed to work well together.
Extremely well together, and that has really accelerated in the last 5 to 10 years. There's a growing awareness that there is a great synergy that should be there between the engineering school and the business school. And we're fortunate now to have two deans in those two schools who believe that, and a faculty in each of the schools that believe that, and so it's really beginning to work like it should.
Bobby Lyle is a current member of the Dallas Business Hall of Fame from Junior Achievement, And Saturday night, we'll induct his good friend, Edwin L. Cox, into the Junior Achievement Dallas Business Hall of Fame. It's good to have you with us again.
David, always good to be with you.
Thank you, sir. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.